I got it out of my system.
You got it out of your system?
It's still there.
It's still there. We know it's still coming.
Oh, we know it's still
However,
there.
However, it is the second edition of the Can't Complain podcast. I got Sigva on my left.
Hi there.
Oliver on my right.
Hi there.
And the very first guest on the show, Alex.
Hello.
Does anybody have a nice fun fact about Alex?
Alex is a professional rapper, or he'd like to pretend to be, but rather he's a closet gay man just looking to get off to his old roommate, Oliver Simon Larson. Now, I might have first experience in this because I'm Oliver Simon Larson. There's one time he came into my room late at night and he was just looking for some loving. And I promised him to never tell this story ever. But I figured the second edition of the podcast, it's time to tell the tale of how he fell asleep in my arms while crying, and I was humming away to "Kiss from a Rose" by Seal.
Oof. Okay.
That was very deep.
That was deep.
And true.
Yeah. Okay, but here we only talk about things you can't complain about, right? In the Can't Complain studio. However, it's bound to happen that one of us at some point will complain. And when that happens, we will hear the...
Now that's a complaint.
And Oliver, you had a suggestion for what happens when... Or did...
No, I was thinking that our fans, or the listeners of the podcast, should come in with suggestions. I was thinking also to do a Conan Please Help Us challenge, which we can get viral that way. So Conan O'Brien...
help us out?
Could help us out.
No way.
I've been listening to his podcast lately, and it's absolutely fantastic. And I feel like he will have good ideas when it comes to this.
You're promoting other podcasts on our podcast?
Yeah, Conan Needs a Friend is a fantastic podcast.
Okay, it's the way to go.
Friend of the show. Conan, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Okay, we're the friend he's looking for.
But anyways, after this short introduction song, we're going to be talking quite a bit about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So we're just going to go straight to whatever that song is.
Three guys who like to complain, we are gonna try to entertain. Let us hope it's not in vain, it's the Can't Complain.
Wow. Ellen DeGeneres.
Are we starting off with Ellen DeGeneres?
Why not?
Okay.
That's kind of what we figured, but
right.
We don't have to.
I can start it off. It's something near and dear to my heart. I watch a lot of late night TV shows, such as the
Conan.
Late Night Show. Conan O'Brien. I'm a big fan of Conan O'Brien. He wrote some of the best episodes for The Simpsons, for example. He was the writer for The Simpsons, and that was when it was the best, the early seasons.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Fun facts.
Fun fact. Anyways.
And Ellen now, fits into this house.
So Ellen fits into it because she's almost, although she's a daytime TV host from this daytime show, during the corona times, as we're still facing, it's interesting to see how different TV show hosts face the challenges of paying their staff members. So there's Jimmy Kimmel, for example, who paid all his staff members out of his own pockets during the initial phases of COVID-19, which is recommendable or also commendable. It's a pretty cool thing to do. I mean, of course, he's making the most in the entire show, and he's quite rich. And Conan O'Brien did something similarly in 2016. He was banned for a year off of television because he was actually meant to take over for Jay Leno back in the day. So Jay Leno promised him that Conan O'Brien would take over. And when Conan O'Brien then finally took over, then Jay Leno stole the show back from him and banned him off of television, essentially.
Okay.
So Conan O'Brien could not do his show for a year. So he, in that year, in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, and I might be mistaken about the year, he ended up paying his staff members out of his own pocket. So that is all very commendable, and I cannot complain about that because that's good human behavior. All
right. Yeah.
And what about Ellen?
Yeah.
How does Ellen come into the picture?
Into Ellen. Now, Ellen has been facing a lot of backlash lately. She's always been described as quite a different person privately compared to her public persona. She has a whole be kind thing right now in her show. She always ends it by saying, be kind, especially in these times. It's good to be kind to each other. Now, her personal life is very much different from this. First of all her staff members in the show right now are facing a 60% pay deduction,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of crazy.
But
especially because she's been saying that she wants to start recording again, but they hired a non-union company to help them out. So none of the members that are in the staff are actually benefiting from this.
So my question then would be is, are you expecting Ellen to pay out of her pocket for the other?
She makes $50 million a year.
Yeah, but
does
even
she?
If
yeah.
Even, yeah, but even if she
Damn.
Makes
she's worth $355 million.
But she doesn't she's the host of a show, right?
Right.
Who,
but
because
how,
my question
how
because
much
my
how
question,
better would it be for no, her, like her whole be kind thing would
no,
look
I,
so much
I understand,
better.
I understand, but the point I'm trying to make is that she's the host of the show.
Yes.
The show is owned by someone else.
Right.
Right?
And of
this
course.
This is the same thing that was brought up because me and Sigwell here are avid football fans, right? You too?
National football. What Denmark plays.
How you doing there?
Anyways, but the point being is that all these politicians came out at the football stars because they didn't want to take pay cuts, right?
Right.
And then the thing is that all the Premier League club owners, right, own like 80 billion pounds combined, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about a 10%, I guess, on average, like pay cut salary for to pay for the rest of the people that work at the grounds, at the training centers, right, the medical staff,
mm-hmm.
all this kind of stuff. But then it was brought to the attention that, you know, why should the players take pay cut? It's technically not their like their responsibility, right?
Nope. Right.
The owners are way wealthy, and I have no idea who owns the Ellen TV show. She might own it herself. I doubt it.
I mean,
it's probably on some sort of network, right?
No, yeah, but that was also another point I wanted to make. Of course, she's not responsible. I just think it's juxtaposed to her whole like be kind,
okay,
public
like
persona thing, especially
yeah.
them hiring it like a non-union.
But was that her decision?
Company.
Though was that her decision? That's
but she could
question.
Be opposed it, and she is in
true,
in
true.
In the end, she has a lot of say in the
true.
Show, seeing as it's her show, and she has been running that from like I don't know 17 years I think now.
Yeah.
How
so,
do you know so much about
Ellen?
I spent
yeah,
all
is?
Day researching about this. I did not write a single word in my thesis.
That's what you like.
But what's happening in her personal life that's so bothering?
I mean, first of all, she's quite, I mean, obviously I don't know her, right? That I think that's, that has to be said. I don't know
she
Ellen
She seems
DeGeneres.
Like a nice person.
I do know Conan O'Brien, so he told me this, of course, allegedly.
Bias.
No, but there's a lot of stories that comes out that how she's a very mean person in general, like off camera to her guests, very cold. And it's also just her personality in the show. It looks like when she does the show, she can't wait for her guest, unless it's like Justin Bieber or one of the like the big ones.
But that might be
but
her. That
just
might
like
be
stop
her.
Talking.
But just on guests though, did you see the? This is like a few years ago. H3 Productions, right?
Podcast or yeah, production.
Yeah, I can't remember
podcast
or, wow, we're calling out a lot of podcasts on
yeah.
our own podcast.
Yeah.
But one of those, had some video on Ellen, right?
Right.
Where it's like they put out free merch for the guests before they could go.
Oh, right, that thing.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw
into the show. And it was like pick two or pick three or something,
mm-hmm.
right, of the free things on the table. Mm-hmm. And then they had a hidden camera, right? And there's like these two women or something. I can't remember exactly the details. And they go over and I think they pick like one thing or two things too many than what they should have from
mm-hmm.
the free stuff.
Right.
And Ellen just proceeds to like roast them on like national TV in front of like million of viewers.
What?
And I'm pretty sure like the crowd booed or something. And I was like, yeah, that
I
hurt.
Mean,
that hurt.
It is kind of funny, but it's also you underestimate like the whole crowd mentality or mob mentality. So her calling out other audience members in front of the whole audience it's obviously gonna create some animosity. Furthermore, I had a point, but it's eluding me right now.
Just remember that this is a show.
It is a show.
She's running a show and putting on a character during the show. But she's not obliged to follow this character out in her personal life.
Yeah.
Are you complaining about Ellen DeGeneres?
No, I'm actually not complaining. I'm not complaining about the fact...
Wait, where is it?
No,
I'm kind of hearing a complaint
now that's
here.
A complaint.
No, it's...
That was a complaint.
That's not a complaint.
It sounds like a complaint.
What I'm saying is I'm not complaining about the fact that she's facing public backlash right now.
Okay.
That's how...
You're turning it around here.
Yeah,
two podcasts in and you found a loophole in our
can't
complaints.
Ooh.
Damn,
that's what I spent all day doing today. Making sure that I had a pretty sound argument on this one.
Yeah, well,
I read a comment on this website. You might have heard about it. Reddit.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, me neither. I never go on that. Reddit or something.
Oh,
Reddit.
Well,
whatever.
Reddit.
And I was reading about this comment about this man, this white Caucasian male that is married to a Latin American woman.
Mm.
And when they went to the show, he got separated from her and put in the white section of the audience, while her wife and her friend that were of similar ethnic backgrounds were set in another group. And I know this is a common thing in show business.
I had no idea.
But it just
I don't even know what
silly.
To say about that.
This
sounds
is
like,
it just
out
seems,
of our
that
just,
sounds like something you should complain about.
It just seems pretty silly that
okay,
and
we're officially,
the husband
we're
can't
officially
be with his wife.
Complaining.
Now that's a complaint.
That's a complaint.
Sorry,
Albert. You are excused.
And and so for the listeners now it's your turn to figure out what should my punishment be. Now, it's very important to notice that I don't want to be humiliated. And
we really do. All suggestions are taken.
I'm not really confident in my... Damn, I'm trying to come up with something funny right now.
But
my butt. I'm not really confident in my butt. So nothing to do with my butt, please.
Anyways, and if they want to give us any sort of advice on what our complaint can be, where can they find us?
Can Complain Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can also email us at cancomplainpodcast@gmail.com.
That's lovely. Okay. Alex, do you have anything you want to add to Ellen DeGeneres at this point?
I'm still very caught up with the comment about the separation of the ethnic backgrounds. I had no idea that happened.
I haven't heard about this either. That's why I can't comment on it, because I'm like,
I don't know. I'm still flushed.
It's an eye-opener, for sure. I would also say that Ellen DeGeneres stands for the war criminal.
What? What are you talking about? Huh? What is this?
War criminal?
George W. Bush.
But fuck that, dude. That's so...
And that's all I'm saying.
Man.
Now we're sliding off
here. Because that was this whole thing that she was at some... Was it like baseball game?
No, it was at her show.
She was at a baseball game as well with George W.
Yeah,
Bush.
But she's
friends with George W. Bush?
Yeah.
No, but... She,
yeah, but like, come on. That's,
she
they
that's
took
bad
it out of proportion.
Woman.
Huh?
She a bad woman.
No. But like, so is, I mean, a bunch of people.
Now,
right?
Like, you
could. I like
so
to play devil's advocate, and I've also
Michelle
think
Obama.
It's important.
Michelle
to,
Obama.
It's, no.
Yes.
It's important
she's
to,
friends with.
It's important to say.
She's actually
kind of cute though.
She does. No, she at least is friendly with him in public. I guess I don't know her personal life. I don't really get into the Obamas that much.
I don't know about the George Bush comment though.
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is that Ellen DeGeneres came out as openly gay in 1996, which is absolutely ridiculous at the time for a comedian.
Yeah, she came out gay on her sitcom, right?
Right. I'm not 100%.
I'm pretty sure she was like one of
the
first
there.
Gay characters on American.
So she set a precedent in that shape, and she did change a lot in the LGBTQ. Community.
However,
so for that she should be commended.
However,
but that does not right. But that does not excuse shitty behavior towards other people just because
be
she's
kind.
Famous and rich. Be kind, Ellen.
Be kind.
Pay
Ellen.
your staff members.
Wow. Okay. So we can just call this the roast of Ellen.
That's all I had to say. All
right. Are we going to break? And after this, we'll come back with some kinder words about maybe other people?
Yeah, we can break. And guys, remember, Conan O'Brien is the best guy. And please, Conan, hit me up.
It's the Candle Flame.
Wow. Are you ready?
Yeah, no. Are we back?
Did you know, guys, that Ellen DeGeneres and Hillary Clinton killed the dab?
Okay, welcome back from the break. great intro for the second part, which is my part, because I decided I want to talk about some stuff that I've learned, because, you know, we're all in somewhat lockdown in quarantine city again, right? And yeah, these last few weeks have kind of been like a break from, you know, all the, you know, the constant stress, work, school. Well, we still got the thesis, but, you know, like classes, all this stuff. So yeah, I've, you know, the grind is somewhat come to a halt, I guess, right?
Not for everybody.
No. I know. I can only speak for myself. Like, you know, a lot of things. I have more time to. We can do cheers. There you go.
That was the sound of water.
Yeah, not beer.
Cheers to our audience.
We are a non-alcoholic podcast.
Nope.
Yeah.
Those are drugs.
Stay home, stay safe, kids.
Yeah, we also only have 3 F-bombs per podcast.
Oh, right, yeah, we can't swear much.
Yeah, only 3 F-bombs. Yeah.
You didn't do one yet, right?
No, not yet.
I don't think so.
I've been listening.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Robin, okay. Take us back real quick before okay. This goes off the rails.
Anyway, so, like, you know, I listen to a lot. Me and Sigval listen to a lot.
What's your opinion about clouds?
Oh, wow. Okay. You've done that a lot recently, and
hey,
I still
good.
Don't get it.
I think it's funny. Yeah, I think
he
it's
just
funny.
Keeps asking
He's
me
a
what
cloud
I
chaser.
Wait, what was
I would love to
nickname?
Join the hype house.
yeah, you would like to be TikTok famous.
Go viral, baby. Go viral.
Do you have a TikTok, Oliver?
You can manscape again. TikTok
yeah,
famous.
Oliver Slarson is my
TikTok. Do you actually?
I have one technically, but I deleted it real quick, so I don't know if it's still up.
Oh, it's still up.
Post.
It's a Chinese app. I don't know.
They're definitely
still up. I think
you
should post.
I think so too.
I have a few ideas for
I saw
it.
A great
have,
one
a,
with you and
Sumi
where you showed your butt. That was
bring
very
us the ideas.
Funny. Oh, my idea. All right. So I wanted to do a TED Talk. Now, the twist on this one is I'm talking about my favorite TEDs. So the idea is I do my top 10 of TEDs. Yeah. I can't remember the TEDs right now. I have it written down on my computer. But one of them is like Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother, and also Ted for the show Ted, or the movie Ted with
Ted.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many other TEDs? Isn't like...
There are 10 famous TEDs. Some of them I don't really care about, but they have to be
some,
added.
Like, American presidents that
are
short named to TED.
I wanted to do Teddy Roosevelt, but it was argued to me that Teddy Roosevelt is technically not a TED because it's a Teddy.
But what is it? Double TED?
Oh, yeah, we have a couple, actually. Ted Cruz, Ted Danson.
Yeah, all those
the
on,
first,
so don't...
first mention of Ted Cruz on the podcast. Yeah. We got it out of the way. That's good. Yeah.
Zodiac so killer. No, so the I guess the punchline of the TikTok is that I go through the 10 TEDs that I want to talk about, and then I ended with thank you for listening to my TED Talk, and that's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, we have Ted Bundy as well.
Yeah, Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy's on the list.
You have a list?
Yeah, I have a list.
Of course, Ted Bundy should be on the list.
I
don't even know who Ted Bundy is.
Really?
You don't know who Ted Bundy is?
The serial killer.
There's a Netflix show on him too.
Yeah, there is.
You can watch it.
But basically,
he seduced an entire family.
What I'm thinking about is just doing.
There's a Dutch rapper called Hef Bundy.
Hef Bundy?
Yeah, it's the alias of Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Hef.
Yep.
You got that right.
Anyways, I was thinking of kind of doing like a Watch Mojo approach and just, you know what Watch Mojo,
it
right?
Rings
on YouTube.
A bell. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do
it's
like
old
top
school.
10 lists all the time.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to do like parody that shit, really.
Okay. I'd watch those TikToks.
I think it would be funny, yeah. But it also was like I'm 25 years old, so should I make a TikTok?
It's prime time.
It is
25
prime time,
is like
right?
Prime time,
hey,
TikTok.
I mean, I've been hearing about all those mothers, you know, that, you know, they have kids and stuff. They make TikToks, they get famous.
They get famous.
And they're older than you.
Yeah, but they make shit quality.
They're
also
exploiting their children,
though. MILF, yeah. So. Maybe that you are not that pretty.
So what does MLF stand for?
What's that, MILF?
MILF, yeah. Mother, I like to F, because...
Oh, good.
That is, that's not, what's, that's not counted yet, right?
What does stand for?
The F stands for...
we don't want to say that out.
Fun.
That
fun.
It's PG.
Human beings do.
It's PG-13, guys.
PG-13, remember.
There's mothers I'd like to have fun with.
Yes, exactly. But let's go back to Robin real quick, because I really want to hear. I really want to hear what he has to say about
what have
what
you
he learned?
Learned?
And stuff, you know?
No, so like, I'm completely
great, Alex.
No, you know, just like it's nice just to feel like unhooked to a certain extent. You know, like the football podcast I listen to, because there's like not this like constant football going on. They do like you know, classical matches. You know, tournaments that, you know, was before my time, right? So, you know, it's nice to listen to. It's nice to do things that and get to know things that I haven't, that I didn't have the time for before. So, yeah, you know, that was pretty much, you know. And so then my question was, have you guys had anything like that? Have you guys done something that you've previously deprioritized or, you know?
Well, I started reading books.
What?
Right?
Same.
Wow.
Same.
Oh,
no, but seriously, just use an hour or two on reading. It's fantastic.
That's what great. Book are you reading?
Currently, I am reading Sapiens.
Sapiens.
It's a lot.
I got through like half of that.
Yeah.
And then it got a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, I did not like
can it. Can I borrow your copy?
Someone stole it from me at work.
Ooh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is actually the second time I've tried reading it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I just read The Alchemist.
The Alchemist?
It's a short little book. You read it in a day and a half, maybe a day.
Oh.
And it's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely read it. It's a big time bestseller.
Well, actually,
very famous book.
One thing we've been watching a few like Studio Ghibli movies.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, they're really good.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I didn't watch them as a kid. It's like this film studio from Japan.
Yeah.
And they've done like I should have, like, everybody I guess kind of should have seen them, because they're great movies. They're highly regarded.
They're all on Netflix.
And that's the thing. Netflix put them all out.
Okay.
They
just
might
recently?
Be a bit scary for like 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, but
yeah.
Yeah,
Sicko had nightmares apparently when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the like
nightmares,
it's really
for ages.
Weird like anime
nightmares?
Or, like,
it's
the monsters are kind of creepy.
Yeah, they're
especially
when
you're 6-7, your brain started completely.
So when were they made? Like
in the 90s, most of them.
I think it's
goes
early even
2000s
back,
as well.
No,
early
it's like
probably,
it's
yeah.
From
it's
like
anime. Studio
from
Ghibli
like,
still
it's,
a thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
From like 1980s until about a few years ago, I guess. Is
right.
The latest. I don't really. I don't know that much.
Speaking of animated movies, I think you should all watch Your Name.
What's that?
It's okay.
You didn't
the whole,
know.
Yeah,
you
no, I totally know about it. Like I've watched it several times. It makes me cry every time. It's a fantastic movie about these two children. In one living in Tokyo and the other in the outskirts, or not in the outskirts of Tokyo, but in the countryside of Japan. And it happens that they switch lives every time they go to bed once in a while, not continuously.
Oof,
so then they live each other's lives for a day, go to bed, and wake up the next morning in their own bodies.
That's
but they believe in the beginning it's a dream. And then they realize after time of having this dream.
What?
So they
what's
think,
it called?
Your name. And I don't want to go into it too much, because if you haven't seen it yet, it's definitely worth seeing. It's beautifully animated.
See, but I'm so bad with sad movies. Like, I can't do sad movies.
Oh, dude, sad movies.
He doesn't
want to
cry.
It makes me cry every time.
No, but
it's not
the thing that I just don't want to. I don't want to sit for 2 hours and
he
know that I'm going to get depressed. So does that make sense?
It's not good.
Yeah,
with
but
feelings.
It kind of actually. I mean, it's a sad movie throughout the movie to a certain extent, but it also ends on a high note.
Okay.
Like, on a. On a hopeful note, more rather.
Because one of those Studio Ghibli movies kind of ended on a...
The Spirited
Floating Castle one.
Oh, Moving Castle?
I don't know.
The thing is, with those movies, they give you like the shivers when you finish watching.
Yeah, but you know, the spoilers, so skip if you're going to watch it. But like, you know, she finds this kid there, right? And they help her escape. And then he's like, I'll come out, I'll find you. And then the movie just ends. And I'm like, but what if they... Did they find each other? Like, I don't know.
Most likely not.
And there's nothing on the internet to, like...
Wait,
immediately.
Robin, did you guys watch the Moving Castle?
Without me?
I don't know. The one with
without me?
So hard, bro.
I thought we were watching the movies together.
No, I don't know. It's the one where she crosses like their parents. You betrayed them.
Oh, no, that's Spirited Away.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, we didn't watch that one. We got into 2 minutes and we're roasting. We're roasting the movie because we were kind of tired and it was like 1 a.m. So we didn't watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like you have to have. You don't want to fall asleep watching the movie, and that's pretty.
Yeah.
Doesn't that go for every movie
Tinder right now?
Oh, I just got a peak boost time.
Ooh,
you
nice,
don't
want to
be
nice.
Falling
How's
asleep
the Tinder
for
game
on Tinder
going?
Right now.
How's the Tinder game going?
Tinder is fun right now because everyone has a Tinder passport. So you just meet, you connect with people all over the world right now.
Tinder
right,
passport.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's something you might have deprioritized earlier, but now you got it.
No, I honestly, in my
that's something Oliver's learned.
I've been on Tinder for way too long. I hate it.
You've been pulling.
Oh, whoa! I just heard something. That was a.
Now that's a complaint
from Oliver.
From Oliver.
I've been on Tinder for way too long.
I can't wait for the reactions you guys give on what Oliver has to do after this podcast.
Punishments.
Now there's. Three punishments, right?
Three punishments for Oliver here.
Fuck.
Open for all suggestions.
Exactly.
That was the first F-bomb, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
The production quality of this podcast is amazing.
I know.
Oh, fantastic.
I know.
This is the first time anybody else than Robin says the F-bomb.
Right.
Yeah, true. I used all of them.
Otherwise.
I'm pretty sure last podcast...
You used three.
I had four.
You, yeah, but we didn't.
What happened?
But we didn't catch
13
two of them.
Anymore.
We didn't catch
good.
Two of them.
Just
so
later.
We hope the audience won't catch them either.
Yeah. It's very low-key.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But before the show, Alex, you said you had something you wanted to add to this topic we're currently in, about things you learned, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean... I have been living with my parents for a few weeks.
How's that treating you?
It is nice to be with your parents. It is nice to have your clothes washed. It is nice to have food on the table without going to the store.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Definitely.
But the freedom that you have being alone for a while and then going back is just, especially during these quarantine times, it kind of sucks, but I've been picking up my guitar play again.
Oh, okay.
I used to play guitar for 4 or 5 years, but that's a long time ago.
Flex.
And now I started electric and acoustic at the same time, but I had to take a little break because I had a huge blister on my thumb from playing too much.
Did you leave the electric guitar?
Sure, you didn't get blister.
The electric guitar is in the studio at my friend.
Oh,
and
studio.
The acoustic guitar is at my house so I can practice.
Nice.
Yep. We can record with the electric too. So we are doing some rock kind of music.
Maybe we're getting transitions from Alex.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, coming soon. But so unless Sigwell, Oliver, if you guys have anything you want to add to this part.
To what I've learned so far in the quarantine.
Or, just something that you may have, decided to pick up or do that, you didn't. Have you been paying attention?
No, I don't think the quarantine.
Did you realize there was quarantine going on?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think the quarantine has really affected me that much because I live like. At home, but pretty introverted life. I just
true,
stay
very
at home.
True. I was a former roommate, true. And it's very true.
Yep.
So
roommate is true.
I live the same life, really. And it's great because I don't have to go outside anymore.
Regular visitor, true.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus, I need to change my life.
Stay fit, boys. Do some workouts, do some running.
Yeah, go
push,
for a run.
Do some push-ups.
You know,
do some
it takes some time as well.
Do
you
some
know,
pull-ups. That's what I've been picking up again too.
How many pull-ups do you take?
Right now, I can only do 5 pull-ups.
Oh, but that's 5 more than me.
But I've been doing a lot of running, and 5K is already in the back. So we move into the 10K in a few weeks. I hope.
10K.
Then a marathon.
50. Okay, well.
Treat yourself right.
Are you ready, Oliver?
Yes.
Already?
No more Tinder.
No more Tinder.
I'm not on Tinder much anymore, actually.
Fuck Tinder. But Tinder, please sponsor.
So yeah, Oliver just put down his Tinder, and we're back.
Oliver also wants us to say something nice about him. because he felt roasted.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah. I will say something nice once he says something nice about Ellen. Okay, no. I love you, Oliver.
Oh, he's struggling.
I love you too.
Okay, there we go.
Alex,
I love you all.
Oh. Okay.
Also the listeners.
Awesome moment.
The fans, the parents, the friends. I love you all.
Quick shout out there. Have you guys seen all the nice things people have been posting recently about all the good deeds people are doing outside?
No, I haven't. Please tell more.
You have not? No way. There's this 93-year-old lady that really wanted beer, right? So she put up a sign on a board saying, please give me more beer. And the beer company she loves, which is Coors Beer, they brought 150 cans just straight to her door.
We're not sponsored by Coors Beer.
Are they sponsoring alcoholism?
But if Coors Beer wants to sponsor an up-and-coming podcast, please let them know.
Anyways, Coors Light? No sponsored intended.
All right.
But just that, like, the good deed behind Coors Beer and, like, actually going out to 93-year-old.
I also saw something about an old man in England or something. He was, like, also something in the 90s. He, did you hear about that?
No.
Or read about that? It was, like, he a crazy amount of money he gathered for healthcare.
The guy who walked around his house. Yeah, right?
He gathered like £12 million or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah, wasn't an ex.
I didn't read into it too much, but no, I thought maybe you guys read.
I just heard it on a different podcast.
Which podcast?
Not Luke and Pete. Shout out, friends of the show. I think it was like some veteran it wasn't even the Luke and Pete show, my bad, but anyways, he was just walking in his backyard asking for donations. I think it might have been a veteran, I might be wrong.
He was a previous veteran. Very old man, for sure. They also had like the army gather around him all the way and watch out for him.
Yeah,
2 meters apart though.
Oof. Yeah.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, I mean, good on him.
That's a good deed.
Yeah, it's a very good deed.
Do you have more stories of people doing good deeds?
There's plenty. But where's my notes? Do you guys have any good deeds that's been popping up?
I actually have to commend some of my friends that I follow on Instagram. I saw them posting a lot of messages on, especially for their local communities, saying that they were willing and able to go and buy groceries for the elderly folks in their apartment buildings and so and such.
Nice. Very nice.
Which I think is a very lovely thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't have a lot of elderly people in a house. And even if Tom came to me and asked me if I would buy him groceries, I would say, I'm going to swear here. Fuck no.
He's used two now.
Who is Tom?
Ooh. Nobody. We don't know who Tom is.
Bad neighbor? Who?
No, actually, I have signed up for Ready to Help, if you guys have heard about that.
No.
No?
Please explain.
Ready to Help. I did it like a week ago. It's in most countries, I think, but it's pretty sure it's a part of the Red Cross. So they have a bunch of different things, like buying groceries for old people. Also, like from doing that to, you know, extra security at hospitals or something, and even just going out giving flowers and cards to old people at different homes. So you can sign, and food bank, which is I think the only one I could do because my Dutch isn't that great. So they said that's the one you can sign up for, but the other ones required Dutch, I guess. But anyways, I signed up for that. I haven't done anything yet.
Right.
So it's not technically a good deed yet.
But you signed up.
But I signed up, and I plan to.
That actually reminds me of a story. My dad signed up for something similarly in November. And basically, he is a type of first responder now. So it's just like a local community help where if an elderly person in the community falls ill or gets a heart attack or something like that, they are the first in the scene in the sense that they are so close by, so they can just bike over or run over and help out. So it's a really lovely thing for my dad to do. And if he's listening to this, he knows the story I'm about to tell, because he got called in here in December. For a gentleman that got a heart attack. So my dad sees the message, the alarm on his phone, and he runs off, right? And the whole entire time going there, he's shitting his pants. Because, I mean, this is not his field of work, of course.
Yeah. And
while he has gotten the necessary practice for or training for it, it's almost an out-of-body experience being like...
And it's his first time.
Being having to deal with like a life and death situation such as this. So the whole entire time, like his thoughts are just racing in his head, right? And he's like, as he said, like very much, very close to like, you know, laying bricks down there. So he gets there finally to the man's house. And luckily for him, the ambulances had already shown up. Because my dad was not ready.
It's a very nice thing to do, and I
commend him for it. So, Dad, if you're listening, I'm proud of you.
Shout out to Papa Larson.
Ulrich Larson.
Simon. Shout out.
Ulrich Larson.
All right.
We love you too.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Dad.
Good but deed. Keep them going.
Anything else?
Something less of, maybe a little less important, but on LinkedIn and Facebook, I've been seeing a lot of messages of people, at least in the Netherlands, because a lot of kids that are going to, that graduated high school, they have to go to university or HBO in the Netherlands. And normally you have open days to look at, you know, what your study is going to be like, and then you get information. But all those days are canceled, so I see a lot of some of my friends posting that whatever study they are doing, so they're doing HR, and if people have questions about the HR study, they can come to them and ask them about their experience of their study,
which I also think
is a good deed.
Yeah, it's
nice to see people kind of rally around each other and being ready to help.
Yeah, others. without any cost,
right?
You know? Yeah, like it's just.
It's just they're out of intention.
Mm-hmm. You know? But people also do have a lot of time, which is great. Like, I've been emailing a lot of professors around in Denmark to get help for my thesis, and I get responses immediately because they're just sitting there waiting.
On their computers.
And they appreciate a lot having, well, I'm a master's student. Asking for help, and you know? However, there was one professor, I'm not going to name him by name, mention his name, but he did ask me to buy his book, and I'm not going to pay for that.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He didn't even send it to me. I was kind of hoping. I mean, of course, that's it would be nice for him to just send me, you know.
Anyways.
But still.
All right, guys, that's it for the podcast. I would like to once again reiterate that Ellen DeGeneres danced for the war criminal.
She dabbed.
She did dab. Oh, and she did. Trash talk some people on national TV for no good reason.
She even went to a baseball game with George.
That's a complaint. Bush.
And on that note, we are ending with a complaint.
Now that's a complaint.
Wait, this is now we can complain?
Yes.
Robin, I'm sick and tired of you breathing down my neck.
Too bad I already stopped.
Oh.
Kidding, we're still going.
That's the only thing I don't have any complaints right now.
Okay, well, we're ending it. Enjoy this song by Aleko.
I was trying to get a nap in